Data released today show the Brazilian economy shrank in the fourth quarter of last year as the economic crisis gripped the world and put a halt to a years-long business boom in Latin America's largest producer of goods and services. The news comes ahead of a meeting this weekend of finance ministers from the Group of 20 to lay the groundwork for a summit on April 2nd, where leaders hope to present a united front in tackling the economic crisis. The editor of Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, John O'Sullivan, told us the economic crisis is the same on both sides of the Atlantic and that European finance ministers are approaching stimulus plans with more caution.
The crisis is really a single crisis in both parts of the Atlantic and indeed in the rest of the world. It's becoming fashionable among Europeans who would like to escape responsibility for it to say that it's a crisis made in America. That's not entirely true. An awful lot of the banks in Europe bought bonds which they ought to have looked at more skeptically. So in both sides of the Atlantic bear some responsibility for the crisis. The second point is that they both are attempting to get out of it in similar ways, but not in exactly the same way. Britain and America have cut interest rates very dramatically in order to try to get the economy moving. There's been a little more caution on the side of the European Central Bank. In the question of state spending, the Americans are increasing their spending very rapidly. The stimulus package is very large. And I think that most people are looking to America to be the locomotive that lifts the world economy out of the crisis.